Welcome to Deep Dive with Darkwave, where we answer your questions about tax quirks, business perks, and how it all works. Meredith Fannin is a fully qualified chartered accountant specializing in creative and performing arts, music, film, television, media, and fashion. She's here to answer your questions and help you get the most out of your creative pursuits.
How have superannuation obligations changed for creative businesses?
In terms of super for creators, there has always been a section in the Super Guarantee Administration Act that people in film and TV production and people that are paid to perform in musical theatre, any sort of live music event, let's have a crossover film, TV, music and theatre production, that anyone paid for to perform those services as an individual was entitled to super. But a lot of people in the past used to look at that and then they would look at the results test that the ATO used to have on their website as to whether you needed to pay super or not and say, okay, we think all of these individuals pass the results test and therefore we don't need to pay super. The ATO have actually removed that part from their website now about passing the results test. So now it's very much about what the terms of the contract are and whether that person is performing those services as an individual. So by that, if somebody can be engaged to perform those services but has the opportunity to pass that on to somebody else, then generally they're all looking at it more as a business transaction. But if it's more that one person is employed for those services and that one person has to perform those services and they can't delegate it to anyone else, then that's when super will become payable. But it is only payable to people that invoice as an individual. If you're in a trust or a company or a partnership, it won't apply. And it also doesn't apply to what would be considered more IP-related payments. So, for example, royalties, rollovers, anything that's more to do with creating of the IP of the content. So it might happen a lot with writers that they'll be told that super isn't payable because they're creating IP rather than performing a task. But it will really depend on what the terms of the contract are and what they're actually being asked to do. So I think it's going to be still a little bit of a grey area with some things. But, yeah, it's going to be really on a case-by-case basis. But generally what the ATO has said to us is that it will really depend on what the terms of the contract actually are as to whether super would be payable or not. But so far, for example, any crew members or musicians that are playing in a band and get paid a fee for show, generally, they would definitely be paid super, provided they're invoicing as a sole trader. Anyone that's working in theatre production, again, they're performed to do a task. They can't delegate someone else to turn up and perform for them on the stage that night. All of those sort of people will also will be eligible for super as well.
Have more questions? Want to get more out of your money and focus your time and energy on creating content, making music, or building businesses? Darkwave is a boutique chartered accounting firm led by directors Meredith Fannin and Andrew Elmore, who bring a combined 40 plus years of unrivaled experience to the business. Darkwave's business management arm for Busy Mavericks also offers a virtual CFO service for artists, creators, and creatives. Head to darkwave.com.au to find out more.